You're listening to the radio stations where Nevada comes to talk, and we want to hear what you have to say. Whatever's on your mind, public service announcements, lost dogs, whatever. Telephone us 775-293-1875 or on Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network or by email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Gather around. Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out! It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Oh, a microphone.
And a phony at the mic.
So good to have you with us. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. We are counting down to the June 9th primary elections, and that means a lot of organizations across the state are announcing their list of endorsements, whether it's veterans organizations or Right to Life, whatever it is, they are coming out, and because already... Mark Hoke, my executive producer here in Las Vegas, has already received his ballot. So ballots are out, and they're and so has. Wait a minute. So Wyatt Cox has got his. I don't have a ballot yet, so I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. Tell you what, let's do those. Let's check in with Melissa Clement, the president. I know. The president of Nevada Right to Life. She joins us from Northern Nevada. Melissa, have you gotten your ballot yet?
I have. I've got it sitting right here, and I'm looking at it.
Oh, I love that. I know that your organization, you are the president of Nevada Right to Life. Can you talk a little bit about, in these weird times, how you've managed to vet candidates to where you can have some sort of endorsement list?
Well, it certainly does make it more challenging. Fortunately, though, in this day and age, we have more pro-life people in Carson City than we've ever had before. So we have some people who've got voting records, and that's going to, of course, be the number one thing we look at. And then we also have sent out questionnaires, and then I've had, up until about the 14th of March, I was out and about traveling across the state meeting with people.
So you've met with a lot of the candidates that you're going to be endorsing in this upcoming primary.
I've met with a lot of the candidates that have put their name in the ring, and certainly I wish I'd met with all of them, but I've met quite a few.
Okay, let's run down the list, and as you go, give us the geographical. Layout here when you're talking about districts. A lot of people don't even know the district that they're in, but if you have some geographical help you can give them, that'd be good too.
Okay. The best thing to do, what I generally recommend, is go online to the legislative site to find out which district you're in, or your ballot's going to show you. But I'm going to start with the congressional districts first. Up in Washoe County, where I am, we have Mark Amade, and Mark's been a friend of Washington, D.C. He's a solid pro-life vote. Down in Las Vegas, these were hard because I never thought I would have the problem of having so many pro-life people running for races. But in Congressional District 3, we've got Big Dan Rodheimer, and Big Dan, I've met with him a number of times. He was one of those candidates who just right out of the gate found out I was with Nevada Right to Life. He made a point of sitting down with me and telling me what he plans on doing, telling me all of those kinds of things that certainly perk my ears when I hear it. He also met with National Right to Life and got their endorsement, so he's a solid pro-lifer. And then in Congressional District 4, this was super tough because there are a lot of people I know are pro-life, but Jim Marchant has got the record for us, and we are always going to reward those who vote with life, first and foremost. And then the Assembly Districts. Let's see, we have in Assembly District 19, we've got Chris Edwards, who has been there for three sessions in Carson City and has voted consistently. Same with Lisa Krasner. She's had two sessions. She's up here in Washoe County. And former Assemblywoman Jill Dickman in Washoe County also was a huge supporter during the 2015 session. She fought hard for parental notification. Assemblyman Greg Hafen in Nye County.
Melissa, are you there?
Legislative session because...
Yeah, hey, Melissa, you're dropping out a little bit. Do you have a landline that we could access eventually? Or are you on a landline?
I can get to a landline, but it's going to take me some time.
Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to take a break. We'll take a break, and we'll get you on a landline, and because I want to make sure people know, A, who you're endorsing, but why you're endorsing them. So stick around. More to do. Melissa Clement, she is the president of Nevada Right to Life, joining us live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800. 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio, driving.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Dizzy. I'm so dizzy. My head is spinning.
I'll be honest with you. The more I hear of Joe Biden, the more I'm just like convinced this guy is destined to lose.
And Dogfish Pony Soldier.
Okay. So you disagree, Joe, but that's okay. Want to ask you a quick question? Could you use more money in your pocket? I mean, we all need to prepare for the unexpected during these troubled times. And that's why I recently called my friends at Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. And I did it from the safety and comfort of my sofa. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure that I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent. And the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. Now, regardless of where you live across the state of Nevada, the folks at Castle Insurance Group can help you. And again, you can do it from the comfort of your own sofa or your recliner. My agent at Castle Insurance Group not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. And in these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, ASI, all the big guys that you see on TV. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group. Here's the number, 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. But again, regardless of where you live in the state of Nevada, they can help you. All it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060. They're waiting for your call right now. I want to go to cut six.
Because you know what? This is something I've been waiting for the longest time.
Please join in the National Anthem.
All drivers to cars. 10 minutes to go.
2 months. 8 days. 17 hours. And 22 minutes. We've been waiting.
Six frequencies.
To hear those four words.
4 minutes. 3.
Drive!
2 laps
to go.
Stop! Your engine!
NASCAR is back, live from Darlington, Sunday, May 17th on Fox.
I just love that. There's going to be actual racing going on. This is going to be so much fun. And by the way, we're going to have a lot of this here on the Nevada Talk Network. And Wyatt Cox, you're the one that has to schedule all this stuff. How many races and how many days?
Well, there's going to be 7 races in 2 weeks. They'll start on the 17th, a week from Sunday, in Darlington, the 400-mile cup race, and that'll start at 2:30 Eastern. Broadcast will start at 2:30 Eastern, which is 11:30 our time. We'll have that for you. Then they'll have a Tuesday Xfinity Series race. And that'll be a night race. And then we will have a night race from Darlington on Wednesday, May 20th, day after my birthday. And that'll be a 500-kilometer race.
A what?
A 500-kilometer race. That's what it says on the schedule here. The race length, 500 kilometers. And that'll start at 3:30. Broadcast start.
I've never heard that.
I never have either. That. And then on Sunday the 24th, they will go to Charlotte, and they will have a 600-mile race there. They'll have an Xfinity race on Monday the 25th, and then Tuesday the 26th, the trucks will take the track for the first time for a 200-mile race. That'll be a night race. And then on Wednesday the 27th, they'll do another 500-kilometer race at Charlotte. So Charlotte and Darlington.
500 kilometers. I love that. It's so European.
Yes. And we're not in Europe, so who cares?
I just, no, I love that. But I think more and more sports are going to say, hey, we're going to have to, at least for a brief period, make our sport into a made-for-TV event.
Well,
and that you're going to see baseball playing to empty stadiums.
Yeah, I was going
to
say hopefully it'll do better than the WWE's been doing. Their ratings have been tanking.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean they started out, you know, before all of this, cuz they're doing empty arena shows and shooting in the performance center, and you know, they started out doing 3 million on Friday nights on SmackDown. Their ratings this last week were down to 1.9 million.
Yikes.
That's not good.
No, I think, you know, the great thing is, of all of the sports, I think NASCAR, because of the engine noise and the air guns and you know, all of that, I think that's going to make, people won't notice a difference, I don't think. Other than in the background, you won't see people in the seats.
Now,
maybe you will. Maybe there will be a limited number of people in the seats.
Yeah, old folks like us remember the days of studio wrestling.
Yeah.
And the AEW on Wednesday nights recreates that. They have the wrestlers around the ring, probably a dozen or so around the
ring. What do you call that, a lumberjack match?
Well, no, but they're behind the barricade, and they're all social distancing and all that, but they're around the ring. So you have actually, it feels like old-time WTBS wrestling, you know, with...
Bring back Gordon Solie!
Yeah, or Fred Everett. I don't know if you remember Fred.
Fred Everett, the old weather guy?
Yeah. Didn't you know he used to do pro wrestling? He did wrestling back in the 60s. Oh, yeah.
With
Bob Geigel and Bob Brown. I'll send you another YouTube link apart from you doing wrestling.
Yeah. And by the way, just so you know, so we let you in on this story. Back in the day, back in 1984, 85, I was a commentator for wrestling back in the Midwest. And we had a lot of fun doing it. I mean, it was... I got to work with all of the greats, King Kong, Bruiser Brody, God rest his soul.
That is a sad story.
Oh, I know, I know. You know, Ric Flair. I dealt with a lot of Hulk Hogan made a few appearances.
Did he?
On our shows. So, yeah. And it was a lot of fun. I was threatened as a, you know, I was referred to as a pencil neck geek, even though I was bigger and taller than some of the wrestlers.
Well, that's, you know, that's the independent wrestling, you know.
The best there is was, woo, forever will be.
There's nothing like it.
Hey, I'll tell you what, one of these days, in the next week or so, next couple of days, I'm going to have you pull from that clip you sent me. At the very end of that show, there is about a two-minute Ric Flair, classic Ric Flair promo. And just to give you the background, he would come in after flying all night from Hawaii and would get to Kansas City in time for our tapings at 1 o'clock. And he would rattle off 8 or 10 of these things, all with a different opponent, all with a different venue.
Yep.
The Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Des Moines, Iowa. Memorial Hall, Kansas City, Kansas. And he'd rattle these things off. And to hear him do this, it was just like classic stuff.
You know, and that was the day when these guys didn't have to have a script. You know, that's the biggest problem with WWE today, and I hate to, you know, take us so far off of politics, but back in the day, these guys could do that. Dusty Rhodes, Magnum T.A., Jimmy Valiant, God rest him. All these guys could sit there, and they could run down. And you didn't have to say, okay, you're going against so-and-so in Charlotte. And he'd come out, and they'd do a minute and a half on Charlotte. And, you know, and they'd talk about the town and this and that, and they'd talk the people into the ring. Yeah. And they'd talk the people into the building. And these days, they can't do that.
See, and that's where I think Americans are hungry. They're hungry for some diversion. And in the case of NASCAR, I think the numbers are going to be astronomical. I'm going to be very surprised if they aren't, because I think people are hungry for something that's not gloom and doom and new models show that, you know, X number of hundreds of thousands of people are going to die, blah, blah, blah. I think people are looking for a diversion. That's why you've seen any of these states that have opened up their essentially opened up their beaches and things like that, and the outdoors parks, national public parks. I think people are looking for a diversion. And I think NASCAR at Darlington may be just that, and we're gonna have it right here on many of these Nevada talk stations.
There you go. Next Sunday.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll reconnect with Melissa Clement from Nevada Right to Life. She's the president of that organization. We'll do that and more coming up on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is saying this morning he is not familiar with a new model that claims there could be 3,000 coronavirus deaths a day by June.
This apparently is a draft report of various contingencies prepared by Johns Hopkins. This was not reviewed by the White House or senior leadership or the task force.
Speaking on Fox News, Azar says he's also not happy about reports that have been circulating about his possible job status.
These types of palace intrigue stories are fed by the media because they want to tear this president down. They want to undermine the quality of this unbelievable response that the president's been leading.
Meanwhile, another member of the president's coronavirus task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is rejecting theories that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
NASCAR further improves on safety when it comes to its races on super speedways. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is MRN's Mike Bagley, and your eNASCAR iRacing race day is about to get more exciting. Finish Line, the preeminent free-to-play NASCAR game, is live and free to download for Apple and Android devices. Completely free to play, Finish Line gives you a chance to win or share our $5,000 weekly jackpot. The eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series is revving up, so get the app and make your picks. Download the Finish Line app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Each race day is a new chance to win $5,000. Will you be next?
This year's Daytona 500 ended with a spectacular crash involving Ryan Newman, who, while upside down, was hit in the roof by Corey LaJoie. NASCAR recently announced that there will be changes coming to the cars when the series heads back to its two super speedways at Daytona and Talladega. Those changes include the elimination of aero ducts, oil reservoir tank and overflow tanks now must contain a check valve, and perhaps the biggest change is an addition of a lower main roll bar and intrusion plate on the driver's side of the car. Newman suffered a head injury in that February crash, but has been cleared to return to the seat when NASCAR returns to the track in 12 days at Darlington Raceway. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy.
for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. We have reconnected with Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life, and I wanted to make sure everybody had a chance to hear who they are supporting in the upcoming June 9th primary. Many of you already have your ballots. I don't. They haven't gotten it to me yet, but we'll see. Maybe it'll be in today's mail. Melissa, I want to start right from the beginning with some of these congressional races, where I know the choices were really, really difficult.
Absolutely. Years ago, I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I had a ton of pro-life candidates to choose from? Well, I had no idea how hard that actually makes my life, because we have so many great candidates in so many races, and I wish that I could pick them up and put them where we need them so we have a fully pro-life legislature and congressional delegation. But this was probably the hardest choices we've had to make in the past for that very reason. So Congressional District 2, we have Mark Amadei. Now that was not a difficult choice, because he's got 100% voting record on the life issues. And so, he has taken good care of us over the years. Congressional District 3, Big Dan Rodheimer. This also was not a terribly difficult decision, because on one hand we have Big Dan, who is pro-life, and first time he met me, he was like, "Oh, you're the pro-life person I've been looking for you." He impressed National Right to Life so much that they've endorsed him. And on the other hand, we have Dan Schwartz, who has never thought that the life issue should be anywhere near the Republican Party. So that's a hard thing to forget. So Big Dan is a good choice. Now, I know there's another candidate, but she entered very late, and I never had a chance to meet her. I hear she's really great. I don't know where she stands on the life issue. On Congressional District 4, this was the really tough one, because we have a lot of very pro-life people, but Jim Marchant is the only one in the race that has cast pro-life votes, and that is always our first requirement for people we endorse. If they've got votes on the record, they've had the opportunity to put their vote where their mouth is, then we're going to reward that always. And so, and Jim was a great partner in the legislative session in 2017. So those are our congressional choices.
And as far as the assembly races, again, a number of races, you've got people that are incumbents that have a track record, they've cast votes, but there are a lot of people that are first timers, maybe. First of all, how did you vet them? And considering the COVID-19 virus and the pandemic, has it been difficult to actually vet candidates in person the way you'd probably like to?
Well, we got an early start, and we got through quite a few of them before March 14th, when pretty much everything shut down for us. So I had met with a number of the candidates, and I think with all of our endorsements, I think that we only have two that are not incumbents and don't have a record. And both of those, one of which is not on our primary endorsement because she doesn't have a primary, both of them have had experience and have worked with us outside the legislative sessions, working along with us. Anyway, so to go through our primary recommendations, first there's
Chris Edwards in AD 19 in Clark County. He has been a pro-life stalwart for the last three sessions. He's a guaranteed vote every time. AD 26 up in Washoe County is Lisa Krasner. She's had two sessions of votes and has been helpful. Assembly District 31, Jill Dickman. She's a former assemblywoman, and she was a big fighter in the 2015 session when we tried to get parental notification passed. And then AD 36, Greg Hafen, he was the freshman all-star in terms of he was on all of the committees that saw the abortion bills, and he was the first to get up and the first to advocate, and he was truly impressive. Sometimes that can be a little bit intimidating for men to do, but he was solid on every single time. So I was very happy with Greg. And then in AD 37, Andy Matthews. Andy has not had an opportunity to cast votes for us yet, but he has, in his work with NPRI and over the years, he has always been a supporter in terms of working alongside us. You know, one of the ways we're effective is we have allies among the lobby contingency and the other issue organizations, and Andy has been a stalwart with that as well.
I want to ask you, now is that pretty much the list?
That's a list of primary endorsements. We do expect to have a couple more come out just because we've just recently got some questionnaires in. If there's a race that hasn't been endorsed and you're a Republican candidate, you may want to get a questionnaire in.
Okay, fair enough. One of the other things that you're doing at Nevada Right to Life is you're collecting signatures on a parental notification initiative. Can you talk a little bit about what you're trying to do and the point you're trying to make?
Well, thank you very much for asking, Kevin. This is something I'm incredibly excited about. We have tried for the last 20 years, pretty much, to get teenage and pre-teenage girls protected in Nevada, because right now, even though she needs parental consent to get a Tylenol at school, a young girl, as young as 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12, she can go get down to an abortion clinic and get an abortion, a surgical procedure, without even one parent knowing. And so we have asked nicely, we've asked less nicely, and now we are demanding. So we filed a statutory initiative on March 13th, and we need to get 100,000 signatures of registered voters in Nevada. Once we do so, it forces the 2021, I have to think about it, legislature to vote on our legislation. If they don't do so, it goes automatically to the ballot in 2022. And I know once it gets to the ballot, this is going to pass overwhelmingly, because over 7 in 10 people know that regardless of what you think about the issue of abortion, a young girl needs her parents in times of medical or psychological crisis, and I can't think of any greater one than a young girl thinking about getting an abortion.
Again, Melissa Clement joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life, talking about this parental notification initiative. Initiatives, as far as gathering signatures, in normal times, is a very difficult procedure. During a lockdown like this, even as we begin to reopen, to restart the economy, is it going to make it more difficult to get as many signatures as you need? And by the way, what's the total number of signatures you need?
We need 98,000 and change. So our goal is to get 125,000. Yeah, you know, I like a good challenge, and so I am looking at this very positively. All of us are sitting at home, and we're angry, and we want to do something, and there's no better thing to do than to download a petition and sign it. There are only seven signatures a person needs. Hold on to that. Give me a call. I'll come pick it up and notarize it for you. We plan to use this time where we're stuck at home, and we need something to do. And we're working through churches, we're working through parents groups, we're working through Right to Life, known Right to Life people.
And we're working through just the normal average citizen who thinks that in a state that sex trafficking of children is huge, that maybe a parent or a judge should always be involved when a young girl gets an abortion.
Let me just ask you, how do you get out? Like, where will you be collecting? Is it just in northern Nevada? Is it statewide? In the rurals, where?
Statewide. So we will have volunteers, hopefully at every single one of the rallies this weekend, Open Up Nevada, or I don't remember what it's called. At each of the county seats, they're planning on rallies, and we'll have people out there fully suited up, masked up, and things like that, so that people, if they're out, they can go ahead and sign the petition. Otherwise, people can download it and start this initiative in their own neighborhood. We will be going out, and eventually, as soon as we're let out, we'll have notarizing days and signing days at churches across the state. And, you know, quite honestly, we need three things for this. We need people who are willing to download and sign. We need people who are willing to volunteer at all kinds of opportunities for until November 10th, when our deadline is. And we need people to donate. You know, always hard to ask for money in times like this when so many people are challenged with this COVID shutdown. But those are the three things we need.
And explain again, because some people get a little confused on how these initiative things, and they have to go to the legislature sometimes twice. Explain how this whole thing's going to work.
Okay, so we have until November 10th of this year to get 100,000 verified signatures. If we reach that, and they're going to go very carefully through and try and get rid of as many signatures as they can, because the bad guys do not want this to happen. Once that's verified, it goes directly to the legislature, and they have, I think, about 40 days to either vote it up, vote it down, or ignore it. If they do anything other than vote for it, if they vote for it, it becomes law automatically. If they don't, then it goes directly to a ballot question in 2021. It'll be a statewide ballot question. And if it wins on the ballot, it is automatically law. So my thought is that this is going to get done. I know this is going to get done, because I know this is what people have been asking for, demanding for years now.
Melissa, if somebody wants to download the initiative petition, how do they do it? Where do they go? Where do they find the information?
Absolutely. It's protectourgirlsnv.org. protectourgirlsnv.org.
And it's all right there.
It may take about an hour to we just populated it. It should be up momentarily, but I'm hoping. Let's see. If it's not, it will be up by noon if it's not up right now.
Okay. Melissa, thank you so much, dear. I appreciate it. Always good to visit with you. I can't wait to see you soon, maybe at a Basque Fry or something even better. Thank you so much, and keep us posted on the petition.
Thank you so much, Kevin. You take care. Stay safe.
There you go. Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Tuesday. It's Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local now. During this COVID-19 crisis, shows like this, cable news shows, are technically challenged. We're using Skype and we're using all kinds of technology to get the word out. And sometimes, we saw this yesterday on this show, where we had some phone difficulties and Skype problems, and we call it now Cursed Monday, because that's what it really was. It was cursed in so many ways, not the least of which is some of the language that came out of my mouth off air as I cursed. Yeah, I did. But it happens to the best of us, including the folks at Fox News Channel. I want you to listen to this interview with Lindsey Graham and Laura Ingraham. And the gist of this was the left is giving China a pass on the COVID-19 pandemic. But I want you to listen for the banging in the background. And then we'll let you hear how Lindsey Graham and Laura Ingraham explained it all. Here it is.
We have to have this economy back in some semblance of shape by the summer for the country and for his reelection. So if you go after China hard, how is that going to work?
Well, you got to do two things at once. You got to reopen the economy by the summer. Hopefully by October, the economy is being opened and the virus is in retreat. But we can't give China a pass. So here's the deal. I'm 100% convinced without Chinese Communist Party deception, the virus wouldn't be here in the United States. I'm 100% convinced they'll never cooperate until they're made to do so. And we can't let the Democratic Party give China a pass. So we can do two things at once. We can build an economy here in America, bring the supply chain back, but punish the hell out of China. Don't give them a pass. Our economic future is not dependent upon giving China a pass.
Well, some on the left, Senator Graham, and some of the media lackeys over there have been downplaying China's role in the crisis. Watch.
The president is attempting to hold up China as the boogeyman in this situation.
And the reason that we're in the crisis that we are today is not because of anything that China did.
We have to work with China. You have to work with China on COVID-19. On all pandemics. I think the president is all over the place and even heading in the wrong direction.
Oh, now, Senator, your old colleague, your old pal Joe Biden,
yeah,
he will take us back to the status quo ante, right, in 2016 when all was hunky-dory with China, right?
Well, you just heard China apologist. The reason they don't want to be hard on China is because it would prove Trump to be right about China. It's pretty sick. This drug, hydroxychloroquine, maybe the reason that's not being used more is because Trump keeps talking about it. Mm-hmm. But I find it very odd that the Democratic Party, who used to be tough on China, is all of a sudden very apologetic when it comes to China. To my Democratic colleagues, without the Chinese Communist Party deception that this was human to human transmission, you would not have 60-something thousand dead Americans and 30 million people out of work. So I'm going to introduce sanctions Thursday that will sanction the hell out of China until they cooperate with us to determine how the virus came about and they close these wet markets. This is the third pandemic coming from a wet market. It is now time to push back against China, and the Democratic Party is AWOL.
Well, Senator, the amazing thing here is how much cover China is getting from our colleagues in the media, okay? Check out what part of what they've said. China has outperformed while America has disastrously faltered in Politico. Its sentiment shared by even educated, internationalized Chinese observers, the very group once inclined to look to America as an exemplar. Senator, now I know that sounded like Chinese propaganda, but it was a real piece from Politico that I read today. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
So what drives this? For China to be blameworthy, they want Trump to be responsible, not China. You had a Democratic senator said, let's blame Trump. The virus didn't come from Trump Tower. It came from China. So
there you go. That's our buddy, Lindsey Graham, with Laura Ingraham and the mysterious knocking at the door. That was bizarre. They eventually addressed it. We may let you hear how that went, but they did address that. Stick around. Coming up next, Laborers Union Local 872 business manager Tommy White tells us how it's going at Allegiant Stadium. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.